This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Do you find yourself feeling pressed for time and stressed out about work? Well, if so, you're not alone. New research by the Australia Institute shows that overwork is preventing many Australians from being healthy and from spending time with family. The research was conducted for this year's Go Home on Time Day, an initiative to raise awareness of overwork and the important health and social consequences that affect our well-being. Josh Beer is the Deputy Director of the Australia Institute and co-author of the report Long Time No See, The Impact of Time Poverty on Australian Workers. Good morning, Josh.
Hello.
Now, how prevalent is overwork in Australian society?
Well, we estimate that around one in two workers are overworked, and that's purely because they say they want to work fewer hours than they did in the previous week, even taking into account the effect on their income. That may be because they want to take a pay cut to work less hours, or it may be that they're working unpaid overtime. But in any case, 50% of people said they wanted to work fewer hours than they did in the previous week, and only one in five people said they were happy with the hours.
Well, 50%, I mean, half of all Australians would like to work less. That's huge.
That is, and some people would like to work only a little less, and some people would like to work a lot less. People working more than 50 hours a week on average said they wanted to work 13.5 hours less per week, which is a lot. It's almost two standard working days. But then at the other end of the scale, you've got people who want to work more. People working only a few hours a week who would love that extra income.
So it just shows that employment's not really being distributed in the way that people want it to
that's
be.
That's right. The labour market is not matching people's preferences with the jobs that suit their preferences, like economists have predicted a flexible labour market should. In fact, it's only working in one out of five cases.
That's interesting, isn't it? So people obviously don't feel that they have any power to negotiate the kind of hours that they want.
Well, some people do. So, and some people enjoy, their jobs. They get a lot of meaning and sense of identity and purpose out of it, and they want to, spend time doing their job well. It's where they don't have a choice, and where there is that sort of unequal power balance that there's a problem.
What impact does overworking have on our health and well-being?
Quite a demonstrable impact on our health. Our survey results show that one in two people are prevented from doing physical exercise because of the demands of work, and one in three are prevented from cooking healthy meals because of work, which are two things the doctor tells us we should do to keep healthy. So that's obviously going to have an effect on our health. But there's also the mental health aspects of overwork.
Yeah.
It's been estimated that a worker with untreated depression costs an organisation just under $10,000 a year on average. And there are direct links between excessive working hours and anxiety and depression.
Is that because people become disconnected from their friends and their family and that kind of thing? Is that a contributor?
Well, I think that's part of it. And, the research shows that it's also people who don't feel a sense of control over their circumstances at work that are more susceptible to feeling these effects and the impact on their mental health. So, absolutely, time with family and time with friends and time out generally is vital for one's mental well-being.
So getting life out of balance, obviously it affects our physical health, it can affect our mental health, it can affect our productivity at work. So what can employers be doing to, keep their employees healthy and well and living a balanced life? Or is it more up to the individual?
Well, I think there need to be more direct conversations about these things. A lot of the time, the expectations are implied. If you look around at 6 o'clock in the evening and everyone's still at their desks plugging away, you feel like it's expected that you stay back, at least until the boss goes home. So having conversations, making it more open, making work-life balance and working hours expectations a subject of regular conversation is a really positive step. But something that employers can easily do is get behind National Go Home on Time Day, which is one day in the year where they can recognise all those extra hours that people are putting in and signal to employees that they do actually care about their well-being and that they should go home on time.
Okay, so how do people get on board with that? What are you asking them to do?
Well, it's so simple. You just need to go home on time on November 24. Whether that's 5 o'clock, you know, if you work a standard business sort of 9 to 5 day, or whether you work shift work and you finish at 2 a.m., just work the hours you're paid for on that day. It's a very simple thing to participate in. There's not a lot of organisation that's required, but if you would like to have a conversation with your boss about the fact that you're participating, or give them some notice and tell them this is an important thing for you, you can go to the Go Home on Time Day website, which is gohomeontimeday.org.au, and get a personalised leave pass, which you can stick next to your desk or wherever it is you work, and your colleagues and your boss can see that you're going to go home on time on that day. And we're also encouraging bosses to participate as well, because, you know, contrary to what many people think, bosses are humans too. They suffer probably more than anyone the effects of overwork.
And they also kind of set the culture for a place, don't they, and set the tone for it. I mean, if people see the boss go home at 5 o'clock, they know that they're allowed to go home at 5 o'clock too.
That's absolutely right. And so, you know, bosses have families. Bosses need to take care of themselves physically and mentally as well. I'm hoping they take the lead, the initiative, and encourage their colleagues to do the same.
That's great. Thank you so much, Josh, for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
That's Josh Fear. He's the Deputy Director of the Australia Institute and also co-author of the report Long Time No See, The Impact of Time Poverty on Australian Workers. Now, November 24 is Go Home on Time Day, and the website gohomeontime.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.